I'm only at Copper Cannon Camp for 30 seconds when Zach and Rob, two 11-year-old boys, spot my recorder and come racing over.
How's camp going?
Good, good. Yeah? Hard to sleep.
Hard to sleep?
Yeah.
Why is it hard to sleep?
Because you're away from home and... Not me. No? I'm used to it. Heck, it's my ninth time.
What is it about the camp that you like?
It's just outdoor. I rarely get to go outdoors because I'm having to help.
It's because of kids like Zach, who rarely get outdoors because they have to help, that Tony Marshall decided to become a counselor here.
It gives the kids a break, you know, and I think it gives the kids an educational experience, which I think is just amazing, you know, and I'm envious of this camp because they don't have anything like it in Scotland whatsoever.
Camp director Peter Chrisnock says this year's international contingent includes counselors from England, Australia, New Zealand, and Scotland.
We have both American and international staff. All of the American staff grew up in the program. They are former campers, now counselors who are in college.
Boston College student Adrian Tatro is the camp's resident arts and crafts director.
I always had this dream, actually, of becoming the arts and crafts director ever since I started going to day camp, ever since I was here. That was always my dream. So I guess now I'm living it.
Chrisnock takes me on a tour of the grounds. There's the archery area with slouching hay-filled targets, totem poles, and little cabins in the woods with names like Abenaki and Chippewa.
You know, camps are throwbacks. We do the same thing at summer camp that they did 75 years ago at camp. And it's just as new and fresh for these kids as it was then. You know, we still do, you know, sitting around a campfire singing songs.
But Chrisnock says this year is extra special because Copper Cannon is celebrating its 50th anniversary providing free summer camp.
The founder, Ham Ford, had a chance to go to summer camp in northern Minnesota. It changed his life. He said someday he's going to give back. And in 1963, he began by bringing orphans up to a ski lodge outside of Franconia.
In 1969, the camp became the state project for the New Hampshire Elks.
About half the kids are referred through the Elks lodges. And if a child calls us from Manchester, for example, or Nashua, we'll say, contact such and such at the Nashua Elks, because they help provide transportation.
You said a kid calls you. Do kids ever call?
We will have children call us. Yeah. Part of it is the kids having to take that initiative. They might live with grandma, might live with a relative. We do have some, you know, I hate to say it, that live in their cars.
Lunchtime. Allison and Lydia from the Huron cabin invite me to sit at their table.
Would you like some chicken noodle soup?
What are you going to have?
I'm going to have chicken noodle. It's really good.
Now there's a problem.
What's the problem?
Dad, if you're listening, you forgot to tell them I'm a vegetarian, and there's ham.
Chrisnock handles the situation, and soon Lydia is dining happily on salad and a cheese sandwich. Less easily solved is the larger difficulty of keeping the camp afloat. Chrisnock spends most of the year raising money any way he can. There are fundraisers, raffles. He applies for grants, makes phone calls. But it's getting harder every year.
That's why I have gray hair. I didn't have gray hair before this job, and people in radio land can't see that gray hair, Sean. Every year I'm nervous because this is our 50th summer, and I want at least 50 more.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.